toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That is brought to you by SACL CAI. Once again, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And, of course, we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. So last hour we were talking about the numbers. According to the government's own numbers, $1,315 fewer is what they're saying your disposable income is this year as compared to 3 years ago. The average American has over $1,300 less this time around than they did 3 years ago, and they're pointing out that that means a tougher lifestyle for people. That we're talking about disposable income,
right?
Right. And prices, of course, are going up at the all over the place. You've got the price of gas that's gone up, which means the price of everything goes up because, well, everything pretty much gets put on the back of a truck and shipped around this country. So whenever gas rises, everything goes up. And, of course, in reality, the price of gas is similar to what it was decades ago. If you look at it, the price of silver, if you take the
gold.
Right. So you take, like, a silver dime. The silver dime is still going to buy you the same amount of gas today as it did several decades ago, in general, because silver is still valuable and it hasn't been inflated. You can't inflate silver in the same way that you can a fiat currency, where you can just print as much of it out as you want to, which, of course, what the federal government's been doing for my entire lifetime. And so that's why you've seen the price of gas go dramatically from, I remember seeing it in the 1990s. At one point, it was lower than a dollar per gallon.
Yep. And I remember in 1998, and I believe it was September, I was in Union, South Carolina, and the gas was 89 cents a gallon.
Yeah. I mean, just to see that much change in a decade should give you some kind of clue as to just how much they're inflating the money supply. Right?
And given the so many parts of the market are so focused on the Christmas buying season, the whole idea of consumerism, you know, at full tilt during the holiday season, with this sort of decrease in disposable income, of course, it's going to affect the profits of certain businesses that pretty much depend upon that
the
holiday
season yeah.
for their basically break even and start making money.
Well, that's the reason they call it Black Friday. The day after Thanksgiving is called Black Friday because that's traditionally the day where these retailers finally make a profit, supposedly. That's the way that terminology came about. And so if people aren't spending as much at retail, then that means more retailers are going to shut down. I mean, you've seen Borders Books go out of business. Circuit City went out of business a couple of years ago. I'm sure there are others that I, you know, just am not necessarily aware of. Smaller businesses, more regional chains, things like that. Cutting the amount of stores. I know that's what happened with Borders first. First they cut down the total amount of stores that they had.
I believe that Lowe's is doing some cuts as far as...
I saw that recently. Yeah, Lowe's the competitor to Home Depot. So,
and they advertise a lot. I mean, you know, you can't just call this bad investment. I mean, it's a tough economy.
So back to a little bit more to the story here from the Christian Science Monitor. It's CNBC.com. So they're asking the question, what has led to the most dramatic drop in the U.S. standard of living since at least 1960? One factor is stagnant incomes. Real median income is down 9.8% since the start of the recession through this June, according to a research firm in Annapolis citing Census Bureau data. Another is falling net worth. Think about the value of your home and, if you have one, your retirement portfolio. A third is rising consumer prices, with inflation eroding people's buying power by 3.25% since mid-2008. Now, that's a government number.
Yeah, the government number, the consumer price index or something like that.
Which they factor out all kinds of stuff.
They take out fuel. They take out food. I believe they take out housing. They take out basically what you spend most of your money on. If you were to remove food, fuel, and housing out of your equation for buying things and electricity and all these things that they remove, move from it, what do you have left?
Yeah.
Plastic stuff you buy from Walmart. I believe you've got hard goods in there, like appliances and things like that. And those certainly, they're a big dent in your budget when you buy them. But I imagine if you were to figure that in over an annual amount, what you spend on refrigerators, washing machines, dishwashers, and all those things, it's still a real small percentage of your income.
Yes, a few cents per day.
Gasoline and housing.
Well, car repairs. And also, if a homeowner wants to fix something up or improve some part of his property, usually that's disposable income because, you know, people can't really budget for much when the money's so tight.
Yeah.
So looking again at these numbers here, income, they say, is down 9.8%. And I was talking with somebody when I was in the jail kitchen. I was there with people that are actually paid employees. There are people that are paid kind of chefs that are basically subcontractors for the jail. So it's a government-run jail, but the kitchen is actually run by a private company. And he was talking about how much money he earned doing a certain job, like back in the 1980s. And looking at how much he was making now, at the kind of comparing the two, he's not making that much more now than he was at this other job in the 1980s. And yet, the cost of living is going up. The things that you're buying in life are more expensive now. So making $9 an hour today isn't the same as making $9 an hour in 1990. You're talking about a significant. You were making a lot more if you were making $9 an hour in 1990 than if you are today. And of course, as the cost of living goes up, you don't see wages rising appreciably to rise to that amount. So you're constantly getting further and further behind the ball. You're having your cost of living increase, and your amount that you're getting in is not concomitant with those increases. And so, therefore, it just gets more and more and more difficult. Now, luckily, America is a wealthy, wealthy place, right? We're still coasting, basically, on the wealth that has been created in the last 100 or 200 years.
When the market was freer.
Right. So, how long can this go for and people still remain living a relatively comfortable lifestyle? I don't know. That's a good question, because it's been going for quite a while. Like, they've got a lot of tricks up their sleeve to kind of keep this scam going. But anybody that's, on the line as far as they don't have barely enough to cover their costs of living, these are the ones. These are the people who are going to feel this the most, where you're just barely making your budget this month. That's where you're constantly having to cut back, and you're constantly having to reassess what it is that you're doing.
And it's not because people are looking for a scapegoat, and generally they're not blaming the government.
And a lot of those people,
to some extent, they are, but generally they're blaming Wall Street or illegal aliens or whatever.
What you're saying, Ian, is basically what a lot of the talking points behind the Occupy Wall Street movement. Several individuals that I've seen holding signs or talking on camera, whatever, expressing their viewpoints, have said that exact same thing, that wages have not appreciably increased along with the standard the standard of living, or the cost of living going down and such, and then inflation factored in too. It's just like there's a lot going on where people are upset, and we're seeing it here, obviously, with the occupations.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing people get out there and do stuff or something, but at the same time, they seem to be picking a scapegoat out that isn't the right scapegoat.
Right. You're not going to be able to force business owners. They're not going to be able to solve this problem for you. This is a problem that is much larger than that. So if you were to all of a sudden pass some sort of legislation, as many of the Occupy protests may want, to have a living wage, for instance.
$20 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah, to bring the minimum wage up to $20 an hour, that's not going to solve anything. That's going to make somebody feel good, because they're going to be able to pat themselves on the back and say, we've done something for the poor, and then just give it a few months and see what happens, because at some point, prices are going to start to go up dramatically.
It would tend to drive prices up.
Yeah, like $7 a gallon for gas.
Yeah, that's what I have to do.
Get yourself a $10 hamburger at McDonald's.
If businesses have to pay $20 an hour to people who are doing, sort of the low-end subsistence work, then what's it going to do to prices?
And
every business can't go out of business. Some of them will go out of business if you do that, but not every one of them can. So therefore, it's going to tend to drive up prices, because you're driving up their costs. And then that means that all the prices are going to be higher. So the people who are making $20 an hour, their $20 an hour isn't going to go any farther than $7.40 whatever it is right now.
Right, and remember that part of that is, When a minimum wage increase happens, in a lot of cases, it catches up the unskilled workers to the ones with a little more skill. So, for instance, if minimum wage, what is it right now, 7-something?
I think so.
Yeah.
7.25?
Right. So it used to be 5-something. Well, when they raised it from 5-whatever to 7-whatever, then the people that were making 7-something and others were making 5, and then all of a sudden, they've been in the business for 5 years, and now they're making 7 instead of 5. Now all the people that had $5 an hour and they didn't know anything about the business are making the same amount as them, so that means that they are going to want more pay. So I'm making 7, and this guy's making 7. He's only been here for 3 days. I want to make $14 an hour now if this guy's going to make 7. So everything just kind of inflates. We're coming up to this Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you'd like to share with us your experience about this economic situation. How have you been squeezed? Have you felt the pinch? And if so, what were your observations about that? How has your life changed? How have you had to change your life as a result of the changing economic circumstances in which we've all been thrust? 1-855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where there is the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send their validated photo or video and showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See that? Get interactive. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
So again, 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. The so-called misery index, this from the Christian Science Monitor, talking about the cost of living going up for Americans, making it so that people just don't have as much money to spend on what they, you know, the disposable income types of things. So the so-called misery index, another measure of economic well-being of American households, echoes the findings on the slipping standard of living. The index, which is a combination of the unemployment rate and inflation, is now at its highest point since 1983, when the U.S. economy was recovering from a short recession and from the energy price spikes after the Iranian Revolution. In Royal Oak, Michigan, Adam Cole knows exactly how the squeeze feels. After losing a warehouse job in Lansing, he, his wife, and their two children have had little recourse but to move in with his mother. Now working at a school cafeteria, Cole earns 28% less than at his last job. And that's a reason right there to not get yourself into debt, as, you know, going back to our conversation from earlier, because you never know if the, you know, the good times are going to continue to roll.
There are certain segments of the market, though. Skilled tradespeople, people who possess certain mechanical skills and that the manufacturing sort of skill sets, those people can usually find work. Good paying work.
Probably true.
But they have to usually travel to big city centers because that's what the big deal is here.
But it presumes that those businesses are staying in business. If, you know, manufacturers are shutting down, then that's fewer jobs available.
Naturally, if they shut down, there's fewer available. But there are definitely parts of the market where you can lose a lot.
He and his wife now eat out once a month instead of once a week. They do no socializing and eat less expensive food, such as ground chuck instead of ground sirloin. He says that my mom was hoping her kids would lead a better life than her, but so far, that hasn't happened. With disposable incomes falling, perhaps it's not surprising that 64% of Americans worry they won't be able to pay their family's expenses, at least some of the time, according to a survey completed in mid-September. Among those, one-third say their financial problems are chronic. Director of the Marist Institute that did the survey said, "What we see is that very few are escaping the crunch. Income loss is hitting the middle class hard, especially in communities where manufacturing facilities have closed. And when those jobs are gone, many workers have ended up in service sector jobs that pay less. And a lot of these folks that that may have had the higher paying jobs may have, as most people do, acclimated their lifestyle according to their paycheck."
Sure. Yeah. You make more, you spend more.
Right, which is typical of American folks. And then all of a sudden, poof, there goes your paycheck, and now you've got the boat to pay for, and now you've got, you know, whatever other things that you thought you could afford and you thought you'd always be able to afford, and then all of a sudden, your income's down by 33%.
I think part of it, too, is that, especially if you're stuck in some of the more rural areas, once that job is gone, you can't really pick up and move. You have the house, you have the family,
right.
You have all
your,
that situation.
Your roots are there.
Exactly. And for individuals that, you know, like myself, in the situations that I've been in, I was able to find a new job that paid more. It just, I had to travel. And you know, okay, fine. That's not a big deal for me. But not everybody can afford to do that. So it definitely, you know, there's market opportunity, of course, but this is definitely true in that people are suffering.
It's one of the reasons why some people are having a tough time moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You know, they see what's happening here. They hear all about the exciting activism that's going on. Of course, liberty-minded people are coming here, and more of them are coming every month. But there could be more than that if more people were able to more easily uproot themselves. But in a down economy, it makes things a lot more difficult, especially on people that are just kind of barely making it out there. And it's tough. So, again, would love to hear your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Any stories that you want to share, 1-855-450-3733. And you get into that situation where you've spent to your income, and, of course, the financial situation kind of plays to that, where if the federal government's inflating the money supply, it doesn't do you any good to hold on to a bunch of cash, so there's almost an incentive to spend it. But when you get in over your head and you've got payments to make on a car and payments to make on a boat, and let's just say that's that guy in the manufacturing job like to take the boat out on the weekends and go fishing with his friends or whatever, now all of a sudden you've got a boat that you don't want to bother to pay to put gasoline in because you've lost your job, you're not making as much money, and who the hell wants to buy your boat. You're
right
stuck
about
with
now,
that thing.
The market for boats isn't as good as it was, say, 5 or 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, a good friend of mine he was the sales, had just been promoted the sales manager at a radio station. He decided, you know what I need?
A boat.
I need me a nice, big, fast ski boat that I can take out on the weekend.
Has it ever been a good idea to buy a boat?
I think there are certain circumstances. If you can make money with the boat, I don't know.
If you've got nothing but money to throw around, then it makes sense to buy a boat. But otherwise, you're just paying to house that thing.
Well, if you live on a lake, obviously it's good to have a boat so that you can traverse your lake and perhaps fish on your lake that you live on.
An uncle of mine had a houseboat that was on a lake, and it was probably cheaper than keeping a cabin.
But that's what he lived in, was the house.
No, he was essentially the vacation spot. So it's probably cheaper than a cabin.
I see what you're saying. There may be some instances, but every time I've ever encountered someone that has bought a boat, it has always been a mistake for that person.
If you're, a fisherman or something like that, certainly need a boat.
Right, but I mean just the leisure type of
I know, man.
I'd
leisure boats, they don't make much sense to me. But I don't like fishing that much either.
Yeah.
The father-in-law has a boat to go out fishing in, and, I've gone with him twice, and it's been fun, I guess.
Well, during hard times, fishing could certainly be a source of food.
Right, if you stand on the shore and you don't pay for the gas.
Yeah, exactly.
This is some expensive fish.
Or a rowboat.
That's right.
Or you can get one of those pedally things. Have you seen the ones with the pedals on them?
Yeah.
Those are
kind
of cool. 1-855-450-FREE. Let's see. So, of course, it mentions here that income loss is hitting the middle class hard. It also talks earlier, and I skipped that part about, it's hitting poor people in the middle class harder than anybody else. Because, if you're making millions of dollars a year and you lose $1 million, no big deal. But if you're making $20,000 a year and then all of a sudden the cost of the food that you're buying goes up,
exactly,
it's a big deal.
And then all those individuals on fixed incomes, say they're retired, they're collecting pensions, they're on Social Security, all those sorts of things, that price increase isn't gonna help them at all. In fact, in several cases, you have reports of people who can't even afford their prescription or their food. They have to make the decision between the two just to lead some sort of lifestyle that they feel comfortable in.
Yeah, prescription drugs, I don't imagine, are getting any cheaper. 1-855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. Of course, the government's not going to get you out of this problem. They're the one that put us there in the first place. 1-855-450-3733. Tell us your story, your observations on what your economic experiences have been. Free Talk Live.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
JJ.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, get access to the perks like the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum and podcast, and more. Get the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about your standard of living. If you live in the United States, you may have noticed that things are getting a little tougher than they have been in the past. And in fact, the statistics, which are even the government's own statistics, show that now, as compared to 3 years ago, people have about $1,300 less disposable income than they did, again, 3 years ago. And this piece here by the Christian Science Monitor is kind of, it's getting into some personal stories here about how this has affected people, the changes that they've gone through and what they've had to deal with. Of course, if you want to tell your story, you're welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. Jeff Beattie from Richmond, Kentucky, worked in the IT and telecommunications businesses for most of his career until he hit a rough patch. He and his wife are now living on his unemployment benefits, which will be running out at some point in a number of months, his early Social Security payments, and her disability payments from the Social Security Administration. Their total income comes to $30,000 per year for two people.
Not good.
Nope.
He says our standard of living has probably declined threefold. Mr. Beattie, who used to make a comfortable income, now anticipates applying for food stamps. He and his wife have sold much of their furniture, which they no longer need because they've moved into a one-bedroom apartment owned by his sister-in-law. Even people with college degrees are feeling the squeeze. On a fall day, Hunter College graduate and Brooklyn resident Paul Battis came to Lower Manhattan to check out the Occupy Wall Street protest. He tells one of the protesters that America's problem is the various free trade pacts that it has approved. Now, of course, it's worth pointing out that when the government calls something free trade, it's anything but that.
Yeah, you don't need a 1,000-page document in order to create free trade.
Precisely. You just simply allow people to trade. And we, you know, that's never happened in this country in multiple generations.
In fact, in order to create free trade, you probably have to eliminate regulations and agreements.
Would. Yep, exactly. You'd have to set it all on fire, tear down the bureaucracy, and let people trade without having to beg permission, pay tariffs, and things like that. So, Mr. Battis' anger over trade is rooted in the fact that 2 years ago he lost his data entry job with a Wall Street firm that decided to outsource such jobs to India. And when he had the job, he made a comfortable income, but now his income is sporadic from the occasional construction job that he lands. He used to buy clothing from Macy's or other department stores. Now he's finding himself going to Goodwill or Salvation Army. He's even cut back on taking the city subways, instead riding his bicycle. Separated from his wife and his 15-year-old daughter, he says, trying to make child support payments when you don't have a regular income? I'm constantly catching up. Now that's an interesting point, because you can damn well bet those child support payments aren't going down. You know, they're not going to adjust those down, I don't think.
They'll throw you in jail over them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that guy here in Keene that set himself on fire in front of the courthouse, it was all about him losing his job and being a few thousand dollars behind. They were going to throw him in jail, and he decided he didn't want to go. He'd rather make a statement, and did.
Yeah, how much more are we going to see people lose it? I mean, they're going to be put in these very difficult places by the government, folks. I mean, it's bad enough to have to deal with a bad economy, and then on top of that, you still have all these other obligations that are being forced upon you. I'm not saying you shouldn't support your kids. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I am saying that the government doesn't have
compassion. Somebody in jail can't earn any money.
Well, right. The government has no compassion for people in these situations. You don't just get to go to the government and say, well, I lost my job. Well, they're not going to put a freeze on what you have to pay.
Right.
So, well, you better get another one. You better do it quick because you still owe $3,000 a month or whatever.
You know what I think about when I think about this, you know, not having work thing. I mean, the guy said they get spotty work is, you know, it seems to me like people get jobs when they really want them. I'm not saying that they get the job they want when they really want it, or they make the pay they want when they really want it. But, you know, there's guys out at Home Depot at 5 o'clock in the morning in order to get work at construction jobs. As I understand, North Dakota has a 3% employment rate. New Hampshire is the lowest unemployment rate in the East. And, you know, there's fruit picking jobs all in the South as they're driving out the illegal immigrants. I mean, these jobs are out there. They're not pleasant, but, you know, when I got fired from my radio job one time, somebody needed to pay that mortgage, and I was the only person living at that house, and I drove a cab. It wasn't what I wanted to do, I can assure you, but I drove it for months.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I had to, you know, it wasn't pleasant. I had to go out and get a criminal record and turn it over to the city of Sarasota and get some kind of cab driving license thing. And it was, you know, it was disgusting. But, hey, you know, somebody had to pay the mortgage.
So in other news, a little bit more down the line here, another group of folks that watching their finances deteriorate, senior citizens. One lady here, or one, let's see, one expert says that about two in every three seniors, this is from the AARP, two in every three seniors are dependent not on Wall Street, but on Social Security. The average annual income for those over 65 is $18,500 a year, and almost all of it comes from Social Security, she says. She says it's not a part of America that is rich. And at the same time, seniors are getting pinched in their pocketbooks. Our members are watching all of the things they have to buy, especially health care products, go up in price. And as we've pointed out before, Social Security Somebody did tell us there was some sort of cost of living increase, but it was way, way.
I think they just made
one. Did they say it froze it?
I think they, yeah, they did freeze it for a couple of years. I think they very well may have just made one. I saw a headline today.
But it's always going to be behind the ball. Always going to be behind the ball.
Yeah, you do not want to be relying on Social Security for your income.
Absolutely not, but millions of people do. And the worse the financial situation deteriorates, the more likely the government's going to be printing out money, the more likely you're going to have a situation where this $18,500 a year, maybe it'll go up to 20, but that 20 is barely going to buy, the cat food.
Well, and there's also talk of just the idea that with the government printing so much money and not being able to meet its obligations in various areas, that the threat of Social Security being canceled or halted or just paused, or the checks aren't going to go out, that sort of thing. We've talked about that on the show.
They already threatened to do that over the summer.
Right. So that,
now, they didn't, but they threatened it.
They did threaten it, but they didn't follow through.
Which makes you, if you're one of those older folks on Social Security, you're a political football.
Exactly.
You're a bargaining chip.
Yep.
How's that make you feel? That your future Social Security checks depend on the whims of those political people running the program in Washington,
D.C. Obama said, well, you're just not going to be able to send them out.
Yeah, I mean, if they stop the checks, what are you going to do then? How many people are going to want to hire an 80-year-old?
Exactly.
Especially with all the litigation that goes on out there.
Not a lot.
You don't want to hire somebody who's going to have a heart attack on your premises. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. Some stretched seniors in Pompano, Florida are ending up at the Blessings Food Pantry, which is associated with the Christ Church United Methodist. The team leader there says, we have quite a few grandparents who are raising their grandchildren on a fixed income, feeding them and buying clothes for them when they can't afford to do it for themselves. Others, she says, are foregoing food to pay for their medical prescriptions. That doesn't sound like a healthy choice at all. Let's go buy some pills instead of to actually eat food. And she says there's your ordinary senior whose Social Security check hasn't gone up in the last several years, but food and gasoline prices have skyrocketed.
You better believe they have.
She does it does say here Social Security checks will go up 3.6% in January, so that's probably the news that you were talking about. The Blessings, she notes, is now, this is their church, is now feeding 42% more people this year than last year.
Wow.
So the food pantry.
That's a big jump.
Yeah. 42% more people are coming to the food pantry.
That's a huge jump. How do they even handle all those people that are coming?
It's incredible. Just some very nice folks that are donating food, clearly. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, in the financial world, Mark, you're going to tell us about, during all of this, the Feds, they're spending more. You're cutting back. They're spending more.
And they're calling it austerity.
All right, we'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number, which is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's toll free, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And JJ.
And Mark. And of course, we invite you over on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a list of various things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Everything from a free bumper sticker to flyers that you could print out, put wherever you feel like putting, all kinds of different things, web banners, graphics, etc. Promote.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about money here over the last hour or so on the program, and focusing specifically on the cost of living and how that's going up, and that the government's basically screwing people, and people are losing their jobs, and it's a tough economy, and it's all, you know, because of the manipulation of the money supplies. Pretty much the reason for a lot of this stuff that's going on. And of course, everybody's cutting back. I mean, as they should be, you know, unless you're Donald Trump,
unless you're working for the government, in which case your pay is on average twice what the person in the working marketplace is making. And Washington D.C., the standard of living has actually gone up in that area.
Sure, why not? It's stolen money. Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's what we've seen around the country is certain governments, the smaller governments, the state and local governments, have been, some of them have been trying to cut back. Many of them haven't at all. But at least in their cases, they are to some extent affected by the economic circumstances.
Certainly.
So if the people in their given areas are being squoze in economically, then you know the housing values are dropping. Those governments aren't making as much in property taxes and other taxes. People are cutting back on their spending. The sales taxes collected are going to be going down. So these governments have to deal with this. Some of them are dealing better than others. Like New Hampshire's government recently passed a 12% smaller budget. budget for next year versus this year.
I thought it was 18. Am I wrong?
It was 12% when I was on the air a few months ago. I don't know if it's changed, but it was 12% then.
It's a huge cut. And
it's a bigger cut than anything I've heard. And then you got Illinois and you got California, and these guys just don't know what to do. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and they're certainly not doing anything to reduce
the money. Where do we get the money?
Right. They're just trying to figure out how they can milk more cash out of the existing population.
But the feds are spend, spend, spend.
Right. The feds don't have to consider any of this.
No.
It doesn't even come across their plate as an option because they have the printing press. They have the Federal Reserve, and they know that they can print up as much money. And, of course, we also know they don't just print it. They can increase zeros in a computer somewhere.
They can print and borrow and steal.
Exactly right. And it doesn't matter if no one wants to lend them the money, because as was pointed out earlier, the Federal Reserve's job is to be the last resort.
Lender of last resort to the federal government.
Right. So when the federal government floats these treasury bonds to raise money.
Hey, we need more money, folks.
If China's saying...
And they are.
Yeah, right. We're not going to buy that crap. And no sensible person that is, you know, an individual would invest in the government. So it's likely falling harder and harder on the Federal Reserve to pick up the slack, which just more increase in the money supply, which, as we know, results in prices going up. Again, inflation is an increase in the money supply. The prices rising is a symptom of that. But all of that said, Mark, how much more are they spending?
Well, this is from investors.com. It's called The Austerity Myth, Federal Spending Up 5% This Year. When Republicans took control of the House in January, they pledged to make deep cuts in federal spending. And in April, they succeeded in passing a bill advertised as cutting $38 billion from the fiscal 2011 budget, which is just pittance anyway. Then in August, they pushed for a deal and to cut an additional $2.4 trillion over the next decade. Some analysts have blamed these spending cuts for this year's economic slowdown. But data released by the Treasury Department on Friday show that so far there haven't been any spending cuts at all. In fact, in the first 9 months of this year, federal spending was $120 billion higher than in the same period in 2010.
Good Lord.
The data show that there's an increase of almost 5%. The deficits during that time were $23.5 billion higher.
No accountability.
No, and they don't know how. I mean, they wouldn't even know where to begin. These people have never had to cut the federal government.
It's just... It continues to propagate itself, continues to grow itself. It's like a tumor. The
like
federal government is a tumor that continues to just grow. It's a cancer that is killing this country.
Yep, that's right.
That's what government does. It is, it's a
parasite.
It's a group of people that do not provide, either A, provide no goods and services in exchange for what they do, or B, provide goods and services at a rate that is not commensurate with the market value. I mean, they don't understand the price mechanism. So they can't provide them to you at the right rate. And that's why when you look at federal employee pay versus individual pay, you'll find that it's twice as much.
In the jobs that are similar, yeah.
That's all of the bennies that they get included. It's not just pay.
Gotcha.
And when you consider everybody in the federal government and everybody who has a contract and everybody who's married to somebody, everybody who works for a government, everybody who is married to somebody or in the family of somebody who works for a government, and everybody who has a contract with a government in one shape or another, you're talking about more than 50% of the population. More than 50% of the population is in a parasitical relationship with you. How sustainable do you think that is, America?
Yeah.
Oh, but make sure I get my Social Security payment and my Medicare.
That's right.
Because that's going to work, right? Because we're in a sustainable relationship with the nation's money. No, nobody believes this. They just want their payout now and then let the rest of it crumble when they're dead. I don't care. Just give me mine.
1-855-450-FREE.
Going on with investors.com, these spending hikes haven't stopped many analysts from claiming that the country's in an age of budget austerity, one that's hurting economic growth. In July, an article from USA Today, for example, claimed that already in 2011, softer government spending is sapping growth.
What?
Jared Burns. Well, that's what they heard, right?
It's like the money they steal and they print, the government takes that and creates temporary jobs where it's like, okay, we're going to fix this road, okay? Or we're going to build a building, a new bank, or a new installation, or a new guard shack here or there, a new checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And right, exactly. And then give more money to the police because they need to militarize the police to handle these riots and situations and put down an uprising that's going to occur from them being traitors as fools, basically.
So if that's not happening, then it appears to these sorts of analysts as the government isn't helping growth because they haven't, you know, dug a ditch somewhere. Something like
Jared Bernstein, former chief economic advisor to Vice President Biden. Does anybody see a problem with this?
Wow.
Why in the world does the vice president have their own economic advisor?
Right.
The administration can't share economic advisors between the president and the vice president?
Wasn't he the chief economic advisor?
Former chief economic advisor to Vice President Biden.
That probably means there was a non-chief economic advisor.
He probably didn't do a whole lot. He probably just sat around and just, you know, hey, this is my job. I'm getting paid $500,000 to do this.
Probably. Yep. Wrote over the summer that government spending cutbacks have been a large drag on growth in recent quarters and have led to sharp losses in state and local employment.
So they've cut – he's claiming they've cut back their spending.
Yeah.
Does that mean they've cut back from 5.1% to 5%? I mean, what does that mean anyway? Usually that's what they're talking about.
What he's saying and what the numbers are two different things. I mean, it doesn't matter what this guy is saying.
He's a politician.
He's just lying to you.
His lips are moving, yeah. He's lying. Speaking of politicians that lie, economists that lie here, economist and New York Times columnist Paul Krugman argued in September that the turn toward austerity is a major factor in growth slowdown. Maybe it's a turn towards austerity in the sense that there's less growth in government than there has been.
Right, that's what they're saying. That's what he's saying when he says growth. He means governmental growth, right? I mean, it sounds like they're saying the economy is required to have the government spending in order for the economy to grow, which, of course, is the complete opposite from what the truth is.
Right. Government spending is a drag on the economy.
Because of the things you mentioned before. The government doesn't know what the hell it's doing, and it doesn't have the right market signals to make the right decisions.
Yeah.
And there's no incentive because when they fail, they can just take more money.
Right. It says right here, if government spending is related to growth, then as these and others claim, then the economy presumably should be growing faster, not slower, given the current higher rates of federal outlays.
It's like suggesting that if the tick were only to suck more blood, if we would only have more blood sucked out of the host, that then the host would be a better, you know, would be healthier.
Right, right. There's obviously too much blood in the host.
Well, that's not an entirely apt analogy. The tick drinks and eats all the blood. The government will lie to you and pump some
blood back in. Sure.
So it's like the tick has two orifices and shoots a little bit of blood back into you. Disgusting government tick that has two suckers.
Oh man, that's a great image. That one we've never had that one before.
I'm not sure anyone would know what you were drawing if you drew the two-headed government tick.
Well, you'd also have to have waste too, though. That this tick isn't efficient enough to use all your blood to feed itself. So there's wasted blood. There's like. You know, it's
well, right, like all the bridges going to nowhere and things like that.
Right.
That would be
exactly.
The way.
Is it possible this analogy has just gone too far?
No, this is brilliant. This is one of the best I've ever heard. 1-855-450-FREE. The government's like a parasite with an outgoing tube where you get the crusty remains, whatever they send back. 1-855-453, the toll-free number. You can take control of these airwaves. Hour number 3 is on the way. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.